in parishes Kisava, you have two parishes of Mitzvah's Ha'aretz, Mitzvah Pris Ha'aretz. You have the parish of Bikurim, and you have the parish of Bir Maisvis. On both of them, there's a parish of Kriya. There's, by Bikurim, there's Vanisa Matashemakefar, Amir Avinovi, and so on. And then, Kisichal Lassus for Maisvah, you also have the Arta Kodesh Menabayas, and so on and so forth. The two markers are obviously the beginning and the end. Bikurim is the ratios of all matonis, and Biomaisus is the end of all of it. So those two kriyas mark the beginning and the end. Chazal take both of them with the Shem Vidu. The Mishnah says that Yesh Biomaisu Bikurim Hashem Vitruma, that Shneim Achayov Levidu. One of the things is the Chayav Levidu. So both these are called vidu. More commonly, on the Lashon, the Gemara, one is called Kriya, the Bikurim, and Maisus is called Vidu Maisus. But in the Mishnah calls both on Lomsum under the heading of vidu. Lekura, even in Maisus, it's very much the Lashon vidu. The whole parish is a parish of where you tell us what he did right. I gave it to the Levi, the Ger, the Matthew from Shemon Kechabi after Kodesh Mabayas, and Satan the Levi, and so on and so forth. The Vartim and Sosecha. It's a Vidu where the person says, I did everything 100% correct. I'm not a type of Vidu. And also, the Kisechal Lazarus called Maisik Vosfa, it's not really a Maisa Mitzvah Kitsurasa. Kriyas Bikurim is on the Tzurut and Mitzvah. It's supposed to be when you bring the Bikurim, that's when you blame it. The Maisa Tvoscha is if you can't keep it longer than 3 years, the Chatzilu you probably should give it as soon as you have it, or you should eat it in the Shlaim as soon as you have it. There's a rule until the end of 3 years. At the end of 3 years, you say the Vidu over there. So it's money. If it's a Kriya before, it should have been this money and the way it should be and so on. In Chazal you find that there is a mixture of two Lashonis, two Nyanim that don't seem to have any kesher one with another, and Chazal, without even batting eyelash, they put them together. It says, Mizu Shalim Ashabas Triv Lahudis Hashem Wazam Hashem Kaoyu. The Pashas of the Pasik is Ashabas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Triv Lahudis Hashem Wazam Hashem Kaoyu. The Medrash says that Adam Marisha said it, the Medrash of the Shem Kaoyu says Adam Marisha said it when he did Tshuva, and he was made of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said Toiv Lahodes Hashem, and the intention of Chazal, it's clear that he said it's good to be made to say Vidu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's where you get a kapara. The Lashon Vidu and Lashon Dor, and the Chazal took it as one, which is strange. The Lashon Dor Mitzar Ados Bavin, like a Lashon Dor to thank, is very similar. Lashon Vidu is strange. The Zohar says he puts the two Lashonis into Lahoidus. He says Tei Lahoidus Lashem. He says Lashmocha. He says Ula Asova Uloido. You know, it's good to be Meshabech Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and it's good to be Moide, and it's good to do Tshuva, which I guess is the Dosh of Vidi. So the word Lahoidus Lashem takes on a double meaning, which Chazal, in the Medrash, it seems it's Hainohat. The Lashon Vidu and Hatoyim, and the Lashon thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to be Hainohat. Another place where it says a similar, where Chazal put the two together without even mentioning that there's a problem there, it says that there's two plach. There are two types of umness. Plach shol shtika and plach shol hidoyah. There's the Plapsel sticker is Ruffle, and the Plapsel Ruffle was the one which acquired. Leia said Hapam Oidel Hashem. She was made the Takadosh Baruch Hu. So Chazal say that's why her son Yehuda was made the Hoidavale Boish. That Hoidah are not the same. One is a Hoidah, a Shir and a Shevach Takadosh Baruch Hu. One is Vidri. And Chazal don't even make an issue that there's any difference. Chazal say the same Leia that said Hapam Oidel Hashem, that's why Yehuda was Hoidav Leibosh. In a different place, where Chazal, on two other Lashonis, but the same thing, Chazal take two Inyanim and two gold Inyanim make it one. It says that B'Shor Shomar Kodesh Baruch Hu V'Svad Al Avreino, it's going in Parashas Vayikra, where there's a din that on a Kod Moshem, and Betz me Alokot Aloka Banesim, on all when he said because Kodesh Baruch Hu V'Svad Al Avreino, Pesach Moshe V'Oma Mizmo L'Soida. Over there, same thing. The Bisvada means vidui, and the lashon of Mizmor L'Soida. So it is a problem of a Dor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a problem that's thrown simcha. Over there, Toida means thank you. It's worth for people who went through Matzavim that they were in danger, and it's kulin lashon sheva Toidah. And again, Chazal don't even say that this is them because this is one in. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu called it Bisvada, he said Mizmor L'Soida. Let's be misbeinin on the Inyan and Loshon Kodesh, which is, it's a Dovin Nifla, the fact that the Loshon has in itself the Metzius of the Emes built into it. The Loshon of Vidu, what we call Vidu, in Loshon HaKodesh, it takes on only one form of the word Haida, whatever the Sharish is. The Radak says in Sefer HaShoshim that the word, and the Sharish is Yudalah Hei, but the word Haida always means the bank. When it's in this spile, when it's reflexive, that's when it means vidu. You don't find anywhere in the Torah the word vidu. It says lehisvadas. Lehisvadas is the way in which vidu is the reflexive of Torah. That's the. Radak says there's only one pasuk that might be different, and it says the lashon is oidal pshoy. It's only one place it might be. It's somehow he learns it as being part. The other ones I'm not sure exactly how, but definitely the tzura in the pasuk, the tzura in the Torah of Vidui is always a reflexive of Torah. It's Svadis. It gives us an understanding. It'll give us an understanding how it is that vidui of chatoyim is one oifin. It has a certain chaylik in hadar and oifin klali. Let's be misbein a little bit on the inyan of what is hadar in the pasuk. To be made to thank somebody, and then from that we'll go into interview. The first place that the word Hadar is mentioned in the Torah, and Chazal point out, there's nobody that was made at HaKadosh Baruch Hu until Leah came along and she said, Hapam Oidel Hashem. It's a Dover Tumua. I mean, Hanema that Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov weren't made at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I mean, obviously, the chat is always what it says. The pasuk, there's a reason why Pesukim mentioned things, but you find constantly by Moshe, by Avram, by Yichos and Kil Elyon, the Elohim that was with me this whole derech. There are plenty of inyanim of Shevach and Hodah, Hashem Elohim Hashem Chani Baderech, and the Chassadim of Divrei Adoni. There are plenty of psukim that maybe don't use the word Hodah, but there are plenty of psukim thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he did for them. So Leah wasn't terribly eloquent. She said, "Apamay de Hashem." I think that was my youth. Again, it doesn't say anything. Forget all the others. Give all the drushes about Hakadosh Baruch Hu's tov and chesed and hashkacha and so on, and so on. What's the element of Hodah above a regular shevach and Hodah? Let's give a marshal. A person does someone else a favor. It wasn't meant to be done for money. And the person gives him back something. So avada there is an element of akaras atayif. And the person gives him a little gift. So I thank him for it. But there is a hagdash, listen. I did a favor for you. I didn't ask for money. I didn't want money. But it's nice you respond with a little gift. So even though you don't owe it to me again, but it's really fulfilling. It's replacing some I did for you. Let's say somebody gives me something that is not at all, I did nothing whatsoever to deserve it, but a person says, you know, I want you to matzliach, I think you're well, kids, this and this, there is a hakara that this chayfetz is completely undeserved on my part, and the etzim is that person's. What I have in my possession is something that's cool of his. In the first case, it's mine to some degree. I did something to deserve it. It's not the din. I can't money the din, but it rightfully was given to me. The second case, I understand that it's yours completely. I mean, you makne it to me, but mitzav the mechus of the chayfet, it's yours. The word haydah, meaning haydah is called din, is obviously the more the perception is that it's not mine but it's yours, the sharper it is a form of Hodaya thanks. So every Hodaya is an expression that acknowledging that it was your initiative, the deeper the acknowledgement is that it really belongs to you. And the etzem, I have no claim on it whatsoever. The sharper the Hodah's Baldin is in every Hodah, the deeper the Hodah is, the more true it is Hodah. Leah was Maida. It says, when did she say Afha Maida Lashem? It says when she got more than a chelik. The first three Shvatim, she certainly was Mishabeh HaKadosh Baruch, I'm sure. I mean, everyone didn't take it for granted. I mean, Rachel still didn't have any children, and she already had the children. So Chas v'Shalom to say that she took it for granted. But that Kara was just like a person, almost a person gets food from his parents. Certainly he didn't earn it, didn't work for it, and so on, but there are Ha'ilam that parents feed the children. So there is a thank you, a Chas v'Shalom. But I don't have to go out of my way to say what one of the parents are they fed me. It's a certain amount of, it's not the din that they owe to me, but the whole thing, it's mine to some degree. If they give me something completely undeserved, completely not shaktafel, so the first three children, despite the fact that the father could not give it to son and so forth, the whole thing, there was a feeling, this is my chalik. And I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Sefer Shmaya, for help, and so on and so forth. Over here, the pshat is the person, that by the fourth child, this was something Bechlal was not a chelek. And that's why this, she said, Apam Eidel Hashem. And that's the first time somebody was made a HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the sense that it is a total Hodah, the recognition that it's Bechlal, not my chelek. All the other things that the others, the Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, certainly the Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu was complete. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on, and the finance, and money, the derech, and all those in there. However, the Chozons, the Hodah means that the Bechlal should never have been mine to start with. Normal people do well, are successful, so on, but they recognize that there's prophecy after the Shmai. But no one says, I didn't deserve it at all. Leah was the first one that understood that it's Bechlal, not hers. And Bimela, that Hodah became, that's why she's called a Maida, that's called Apam Maida Lashem, that it's a Hodah of, in the full sense of the word. So, Mitzina LeMaidim, that the Hodah of thanking and the Hodah of Hodah's Batmik Maidim Domi is the same, because both of them are an acknowledgement that it is the Etzim, the other person's. It's the other person's completely, and what I have is completely the other person's benevolence. I don't have anything that is in any way should have been mine or could have been mine or something. Let's go to the Nekuda that we're talking about. When a person in the Mahalach of Chet, if you take a look in the Rambam, Vidui, the mitzvah of tshuva is given as vidui. That's the mitzvah of tshuva. That when a person is shav mechatov, he's misvarad against God. The uchura for us, vidui is the easy part. Vidui, I mean, say vidui, the hard part is to be mischarit. Still harder is to keep away from it, lasik, fine. Those are all elements that are more difficult. Vidui, it is an element necessary, but it doesn't seem to us the core of tshuva. The Rambam puts the dogish of the mitzvah of tshuva is that the person is misvada. What is the pool of being misvada? The opposite of being misvada on a faith is nechasek shor, the person cut his up on a shor. So we understand a kisuyam shorim. We understand in a shallow way. A person is, it doesn't appear. Somebody catches him, so he denies it. He can get away with it. The person said, "You stole $1,000." He says, "I didn't steal it. I saw you didn't see." Say that's a lie between bus of a dumb, where a person is. It thinks they'll get away with it by just lying. A person who's got problems, got issues, will try to fool himself also, will try to tell himself, I didn't do it. Because that's a person who's seriously disturbed. Or a little bit easier, a person will try to minimize the faith. So obviously, without a full akhara of how sharp the fit is, a person can't really be mischarit. A person that has to be mischarit in the full fit, he has to be aware of the full thing. But there's a deeper nekuda than that over here. In order for there to be an aveira, the person has to be the one who's being mitzavah to me has to be able to be prepared for me what I can do, what I can't do. Lamasha. If a person lives in his own house, apartment, whatever, and his neighbor comes along and says, "You made too much noise last night," or whatever, so there is a hinu dvarim, at least in his mind, of listen, you've got your rights. I've got my rights. You want quiet. I want to be able to sing. Make a face that I owe you the peace of quiet, and I don't have the right to sing the way I want to sing, or whatever. When I have a right, you have a right, So the aver is minimized because somewhere along the line, mechatesed that the whole block has to go along with what you want. Everyone got a schus, and it's still not clear whose schusim are the aver one. Let's say I'm a guest in somebody's house. When a person is a guest in somebody's house, so dear the Hagdasha is, whatever slightest thing I do, I'm always apologetic. You know, I made a little noise last night, I made a this, I made a that, I left the light on, maybe disturbed you. I'm full of apologies. Is the pshat because I act worse in someone else's house than my house? This time I act better. But there's a hakar that it's not, I have no rights over here. I don't have any rights in the house. It's not my house. So every little kleinigkeit is automatically wrong. A little bit noise. If I don't have any rights, so anything that's objectively an issue is automatically wrong. So in a finer element in a deeper hair, the place where a person is makfish, an aveira, is not that he denies he did it. Certainly, when a person is aimed at that kind of Baruch Hu, very few people really fool themselves and say, I didn't do it, but he knows he did it. If he's a maimon to any degree, then certainly he understands that his Baruch Hu is worse than his stars, and his Baruch Hu saw. So that's not where the Kisuk Shoyim lies in the Oymek HaNefesh of a person. In the Oymek HaNefesh of a person, the Kisuk Pesha is, how much can you demand of a person? The down deep, in the place where a person doesn't want to admit himself, a person says to himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the morning for Shabbos. He wants the day for learning. He wants the money for Chesed. He wants the tithes of a person for Kusha. Every single thing, let me live a life. And obviously, very few people say it out loud. But down deep, at whatever level a person is holding, the Oymek Nafsha, the idea to be called Kulay Meshubit, is an idea that a person finds it very difficult to reconcile it with. You know, I want to give a little more, but how come if a person comes to me for tzedakah or for chesed, so I give a little more, but at some point, if I feel the person is demanding, I get very, very upset, because it's not your money, it's my money. I mean, I'm being very nice. You want me to get nicer, but it's all the human shows I did. What does it mean you're telling me what to do? Down deep, the mucker where a person, where the demand of Torah comes into conflict is, besides the Pasha Taiva, as Prophet said, not that he wants to do it or if I can, but down deep, this is me. I've got a right to something, don't I? And the fact that every demand, like Paris said, me Hashem that I should be Shemeh. Like, who is he? How much can, what right does he have to demand of me? So in the Olam of Chait, forget about the sporadic, the person can't control his taiva, or the person is an atzel, and so on. But the shirish of all shirashim that makes a person not willing to give in, not willing to do it, is because somewhere along the line the person wants a dalat amis that doesn't have a kadosh baruch on top of it. That's the ultimate in yetzer hara. The Adam HaRishon hiding from HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't because he thought HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't find it. It's because he wanted to have a Metzius apart from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted to be a Nifrat. And this is, this is going to be a Mechitza between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person wanted the Mechitza at some point. So Vidui and Chatoim is if a misvada to someone, then the pshat is I owe it to you. If I go to somebody and I say, I apologize, I can't give you more money for stuff there, that's really hurt, because what do you mean you apologize? I don't owe it to him. If I can give him, I'll give him. If I can't give, I can't give it. But what does it mean you apologize to him? If I owe somebody, because I promised somebody I do a job last week and I didn't do it. So I come over and I apologize because I owe it to him. He hired me to do the job. It was Madubai, I did this his way. He's got his rights and I was away from it. But on something that I perceive as a chesed, as a lechimish or a sabin, mechateisa. So on that, there is the parasha of vidui. Vidui is that the person, the oimek of the vidui is the hakara that everything a person has, l'chovu. L'cho Hashem, Abdullah, Adhura, Kekeret, Tzavoy, Kichol Vashemayim Bo'aretz. The hakara of a person, that it's the other way around. He doesn't have his own self, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu imposed on it a tax. But that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person the metzias of an Adam who can be Eved Hashem, that's his metzias. That is the imit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We started with the Vidi Maisers and the Vidi Bikurim. The hekif of Bikurim through Maisers is the hekif of from the beginning of the person's economic activities to the very end. In other words, those two points mark the entire heker. The last part of it, the part of the Vidi Maisris, is where the person says, it's when the Nesina, the person was reluctant to give it. If a person kept it until then, I mean, you say the Vidui no matter what, but this is the last point at which the person can hold on to something. The holding on to the Maisris and to the Trumas and everything else he has, it is, the person was makir that he has to do something with it. He's makir Trumas, he made that precious or else it wouldn't be mutar to eat. But the giving it away is an act of the typical for a person. Nachez has to give so much away. The vidui over here is the hakara that if the etzim, I'm not giving away. Just like if someone gave me a loan, I give it back. I don't give it back exactly because it's the other person's money. It's not like a donation by giving mine to his. I'm giving back his chelik. So the vidui of vidui maisis is not that the person says, I'm a tzaddik. I gave you this, I gave you this, I gave you this. Truma, Maisis, Bikurim, Maisirish, Maisasheni. What more could you ask from? I have to say it in Suras Avidu, or Sisi Kalashati Visani, that if the person has to give it Mitsura of acknowledging that it's not his. The Sherish of all the Matnas, of all the Matanis, Matas Kurim, Matas Aviyah, Matas Aniyam, and so on, is there in order so that the person is makir that it's not his. That's why that kriya is called vidui. The parasha starts, the parasha of the vidui bikurim starts with Arami Eviravi. Another place to start from. It's not a marker that we ever use in any other context. We speak about Yitzias Mitzrayim, we speak about Avraham Avinu, we speak about different Nekudas of Yisrael, you know, Avraham Avinu, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Matan Torah. Aram Yerovidavi is the weirdest place to start from. It's a very strange point to begin. In the Agoda, everyone asks, it's clearly worse than Paroi. So Paroi Lepikesh. And love of Bikesh Lakas Akoil. And he did, it was in the Maizer where he ran after Yaakov, he wanted to destroy everything. So, Why is it a case? I was wondering, but understanding what the difference is, vegan requires an understanding that it's not yours at all. The if a person gives something, but there's an element of I have mine, but I'm giving it to you, that's lacking in vegan. The vegan requires where I say it really, really is yours. So let's say a person starts with capital of $1,000, and someone else gave him $10,000, and then the business did very well. So, and I give you back, I pay you money or whatever I give you back. So I feel 90% is yours, but that's how much you invest in business. And the 1% is mine, and 10% is mine, and that's a gift or whatever it is. If, let's say you gave me 100% of everything, so that's all yours. If we mark the beginning of Klal Yisrael from an akuda 50%, if Yetzias Mitzrayim was playing on 50%, without Yetzias Mitzrayim 50% of the price of the story, we would fix them. That would not be an akuda of Bidu. You have to go back to the last akuda where we're starting at zero. Aram Yevad Avi, that is Bikesh Lakas Akur, means I've identified the last point at which Klal Yisrael was nothing or something, where the alternative fact that is powerful was nothing, because Ares is not a Vidu. So we start the Aram Yevad Avi because that's the Mokko where Klal Yisrael was zero. Lava would have been Oikas Akur. So everything that the Hoidoya I did afterwards becomes a real Vidu. That's why we start with that Akur. All those in Yonah we spoke about, with the Hoidoya and the word to be made in the Lashon of thank you, and the word the Vidui, that's the same. That's the chart we pointed out with this Vadu, that the Radak says, Sefer Shoshim, that Vidui is the reflexive tense of Hoidoya. The pshat is Chalapi you, then hoidah meaning thanks. The thank you I give to you is the vidu that I'm making myself. Hoidah and vidu are the same thing. One is chalapi you, one is chalapi me. When I thank you, the more I thank you, the more does it occur that it's not mine. I'm being aker. To every bit that is a das baldin is a haftor for my bias. So the vidu on chatoyim, the way we explained it, is when a person says, I did wrong, I ate something I shouldn't have eaten, there lies in it the hakara that achila is not in my tchum to be kodea what I can eat, what I can't eat. If I'm misvada, I didn't do enough tzedakah, chesed. So there lies in as much as to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's a hoidah, that money is yours, lecha Hashem, and chesed azov liyeh. In klapi me, it's a vidu that this money is not my money. So it's one and the same word. When it's a call, then it's to the other person, I'm acknowledging it's his. That's called Hodoya, and that's like the Das Baldin in the Gemara. Chlapi myself, that's called a Vidu. The way we understood Vidu, that it's a score from self, that's what it is. All those Lashonis that Chazal say that Toiv Lahoides Lashem, Toiv Lahoides Lashem means that when he was misvada, when Adam HaRishon was misvada, he said Toiv Lahoides Lashem. It's the pshat that it's the metzias where in the vidui of the door is the same. There's a in that parasha on Shabbos. It's nifla. The Toiv Lahoides Lashem is the mizmor shel yom haShabbos. The mizmor shel yom haShabbos is Because in Yom HaShabbos, a person stops doing, and everything becomes Lashem. Everything becomes Miyuchat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos Mitzad Atzmusa is where the Adam is Ilu is made of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shemitah, which we're just finishing now, the year of Shemitah, is a Shabbos Lashem. And in that Shabbos Lashem, there's an afkar of a bailus of the person, and kili kol ha'aretz. The same thing on the Shabbos at a meaning way. The fact that a person doesn't do any avodah Shabbos is not the bailum to plant, to reap, to harvest, do anything. So in the haidoya of Shabbos, the toiv lahaydes Lashem is the metzias of where that thing becomes. Where a person is misvada that it's not his. The Hoidot HaKadosh Baruch is one side of the coin, the second side is his vidi. Of all the inyanim that a person has to wrestle with, doing mitzvahs that we're brought up with are second nature to us. It's sort of a mitzvah of cheek that comes along, just like nobody feels that it's imposed on him to eat with a fork and a knife, or to go dress, or whatever it is, and the normal things a person was mechunah from a childhood. So a person doesn't ever feel the metzias of being imposed upon things that he's minuah v'rava to. Those are inyanim that if he doesn't do them, it's because he's a bit lazy, it's because of taiva, but it's not because the person is really wrestling with that on a conscious level. When a person has to start making himself into Ben Taira, when a person has to make himself into Ben Aliyah, when a person is consciously struggling to go past where he is, then that's where the deep struggle is not the Etzem Maisa. The deep struggle is, why should I give up myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's extra credit. I don't want extra credit. The minute a person that has anything that's extra credit means, listen, I've got a right to space and myself. If I don't want something, a little bit more, but everything? And a person now knows that that's what the Torah wants. There's like plus of Kurumi Gears and learning and in Tikkuni Kolon Beischa, Beiser Heuseloi. There is no room for anything, ultimately. Obviously, this person can be cohesive as he's going. But ultimately, there's no self in any sense of the word. So if that's really the hardest mania, where a person realizes that that's what's wanted of him. In the Haidur and in the Vidui, that's where it comes together. In every step of being made of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there lies a vidui, and every vidui on the self, there lies a door of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a goy in Nifla of Moed, it's a shame the goy is there, not that I'm going, but the goy is Medayik and Apostle. It says that when David HaMelech was Chayte, so Nasa Navi came in love, and the big mile of David was Haidal Chav. David comes from that strain of the people that are Moida, from Leah that is the Plach Haidaya, to Yehuda, who is Haidal Lepoish. David HaMelech was that in essence. So it says over there that David HaMelech said, and David HaMelech made, his Avoda was, he says, Haidal Chav, that I'll be made of a spoil if it's Sisi Avon, if it's Sisi Mimcha, as opposed to Shaul, who was Mechasis Oven, and Shaul said, you know, to Kiyamti, I was Mechayim Estra Hashem, David HaMelech was made right away, and so on. The first of all, well, the whole, if you learn up in the head of two parishes, Shaul said, Ki Moise Estra Hashem, and David HaMelech said, Oidal Pshay. Both of them were Melochim. A Melech is Peretz Geder Ve'Mer for the other. A Melech is the Etzim, it's Ha'ikra Adin, he's a Bailam of everything. And the Metzias of Malchus is totally having everything. The hardest Nekuda of Avoida, for that is a Malchus. That a Melech Tzatakadosh Baruch Hu should be Oymed on this Vidui is. So Shaul HaMelech was Nifshol Nif, the Fiatai, and like it said, he denied Averit. He said, Akimayzit Vahashem. And Shmuel told him, hey, what about all the says? He said, I have a cheshbon and this and that. He was holding on to his own. I have also cheshbon. I thought it. David HaMelech was made on his throne right away. So it says that he came and he said, Nosan Abba came to him, and David said, Chotosi Lashem, Vayoyim and Nosan Gam Hashem, Heves Chotos Vayoyim. And Kashkov was also Mavi Yechetaye. He was Moedas of Chotos Hashem, and said, Hashem, Heves Chotos. So the Goyim says, there's in the Messiahs, there's a psik after Chotosi Lashem. And the psik is unusual calm. So the Goyim said, there's, because there's a pasuk missing. The Etzem, David HaMelech was going to say Chotosi, Avisi, Pashati, and so on and so forth. But as soon as he said Chotosi Lashem, he cut him off and he said it's enough. And the guy, I mean, to a moment ago, he said that the chat was, the aimant of his tshuva was so big that the Chotosi alone was Yaitzem. Lekura, it's modern because if you have to pray the chet is shaking. It's not amazing. You know, it's where in chet does it lie that a visi pashat is a much sharper lashon. If there was heaven in pesha, so maybe he would have said pashati lashem, that includes chotosi v'avisi. But he said chotosi, and where in that sentence was included that nekuda? The third says the pashat is different again. The oimek of David's chet was not the chotosi, it was lashem. The nesayin of Malchus is that since the Melech is pirates gather, since everything born of the Nesecha Ayos, Banecha his, Sadecha his, he's got everything is his. So the acknowledgement that Rama says that there's only a Kodesh Baruch on top of him, but that everything his, Lecha Hashem, Amam Locha, Vamisnasa Lechol Roish. It's a whole parasha. L'cha Hashem Adul Avod Fesens Vahoy K'chol B'Shvayim Varetz is one parasha. L'cha Hashem Amam Locha V'Amisnatze L'chol L'Roish that L'chol L'Roish that Gisa Daf Ismanel etc. It's two avodas. The chet of a melech is because he feels he can take and no one can tell him. So when he said Chotosi L'Hashem in the L'Hashem lay already the kapara. It wasn't, the oimek that there didn't lie whether it was a chet or an oven or pesha as much as in Lashem. So when he said Chotosi Lashem, so there's a psik, and Nassim told him, Nassim Nabi told him, Gam Hashem Heve Chotosba. The sheirish of the kapara lay in Lashem. So the David HaMelech's shuv, the David HaMelech's vidu lay in the Lashem, And that became the shayr for this kapara in Hashem Heve Chotosba. So we have a whole inyan for Neinu of that in the shayr of Aveda, in down deep, every step forward of Aveda lies in himself hakara that he's born with a sense of self and possession about himself, that the person has things of his self and a right to privacy, a right to his own life, and step by step, every vidui is hakarada. I don't know what but it says the Shem say that carbon taida, it says that sublovi all the ones become both except the taida. Some of the impression say that a carbon chattis and asham are particular korbanis. Taida is on the kholalius of a person's not good behavior. Which is strange because the word taida is from thanking. It says that if it's, you know, the people that were saved, the arba, the rachayav, the hoidais. So Hashem would speak that if he was in danger, the problem was not very involved. But there's this nekuda that the vidui in a sweeping sense is not on a particular avera. It belongs to a dog. take a look at the lashon of Chazal and Tachan Mizracha, Hagoyme lechayavim tevos. In other words, the chayavim means I owe it to him. It means avera. Chazal and lashon in Aramis and the lashon in Zoya, averas and chaytim are called chayv, chava, chesbeis, chesbeis are called averas, bale averas. It's lashon chayv, chayavim, like a person who's a chayav, in the sense of not zakai. And the word agorma lechayavim tevos means that I owe it all to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means I have nothing, I don't deserve anything, and it's all on your cheshbon. That's hegdah. So kol hakorban asur lishpat, except because even after there will not be averus, but the mahalach of coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that the person is marked up more and more of what he thinks is his is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So as a person goes through his mahalchim of cheshbon nefesh, as a person goes through being mitakin things, a person has to understand that in those areas where he's moving forward, not those areas that he's born with and it's natura boy and so on, but those areas that he's changing, that he's becoming ben aliyah, ben teira, sheifas, in those areas the avoda is the hakara that the etzem, everything is his. And every chelik of the person, if he did it, the wrong is because it's not the makir that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every vidu that a person makes on the deeper level, on this cause they're talking about, is a chidur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there comes a time when a person is makir the Tov L'Hodes Hashem. The person understands that it's not a sacrifice, but takir. If a person is cold cooling, a neshama kedusha, a person's kol kuloi a chelak b'tayim mal, there can't be anything better. Until now, the person was a bus of a dumb. The more the person is meida, then the person is understands who he is infinitely greater than by being his rahita of himself. In Shabbos, the vidu of Yeruz Ochel, it becomes the Torah, the Hashem, the Zamashim, the Chalim.